A coalition of labor, community, and religious leaders rallied outside the state capitol building in Albany yesterday to oppose a proposal by the Cuomo administration to bring in a private operator to run SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. The center, which includes a medical school, has been under the microscope for alleged financial mismanagement for some time and could see major changes in management and in the services it provides the community when the State University of New York Board of Trustees meets in the coming weeks. Among those wary about possible changes is Susan Kent, president of the 57,000-member Public Employees Federation, which represents more than 600 professional, scientific, and technical workers at Downstate. She spoke with us following yesterday's rally in Albany.
This was a coalition that was put together as a grassroots effort in Brooklyn, and it merged faith-based leaders with community groups, union activists from Public Employees Federation, Civil Service Employees Association, as well as United University professors, and there were a large number of elected officials from the Assembly and Senate that joined us to rally inside the well of the Capitol and to have testimonials about what is going on with the erosion of public services, particularly public health services, and the imminent threat to SUNY Downstate, which is not only a public hospital, but it's also a public teaching hospital and a medical school.
What can you tell us is the plan that you're concerned about in regard to Downstate?
Well, there have been many financial decisions that were made by the previous management at SUNY Downstate that were disastrous. And what has happened now is that the governor's office has really drawn the line and said, because of the bad financial decisions that were made, that no more money would be given to Downstate. And they basically left the staff and the citizens of Brooklyn out to dry. And they now are looking at a privatization plan, possibly, which would mean basically that they are blaming the unions for making sure that people have livable wages and benefits. So basically the people of Brooklyn and the unionized workers that rely on these jobs and that serve the public every day would be the ones left out in the cold because of a bad decision that was made by SUNY management.
And I think a lot of people, even in New York City, are not aware of the significance of the institution. It's a large employer in Brooklyn, and there have been so many New York City-based doctors that have been trained there. What's at risk with a new management, a private management company coming in? What's at risk to the community, to the workers, of what could be lost there?
Well, basically what we see is this is really the tip of the iceberg about eroding public services. What's at risk is that you quiet the voices of the unionized workers that are advocating not only for continuous employment and good employment, but also for these public services to be available and the quality of public services to be available to the citizens of Brooklyn. So this would, we see, be a first step to quieting the voices and then slowly eroding the services and possibly closure of the hospital, which would leave a city the size of Brooklyn without the services that they need. And I'm sure that you know that SUNY Downstate serves disproportionately a large number of indigent and poor. So these are the kind of our fellow citizens that would be suffering. And this is not what we believe should be happening when bad financial decisions are made. The people should not be the ones that are left hanging out to dry, not knowing whether they're going to have employment, and also having their services diminished.
Now, earlier this year, I remember doing a few stories on the prospect of layoffs, and there was a talk about layoff notices already going up, possibly to be in effect beginning of this year. What's the picture there in terms of layoffs and how all of this is affecting your workers?
Well, at this point, the SUNY Board of Trustees have not acted on any particular plan. They will be meeting in the middle of January, and we will be attending that meeting. They have moved it from New York City to Albany, but we will still be attending that meeting, and we have to see where they are thinking about going. But we did have a frank discussion with the chairman of the SUNY Board of Trustees, and basically What he has said is that the governor's office, the second floor, Division of Budget, has said that they are not going to be providing any financial assistance to make sure that the hospital continues to be viable. So, you know, at this point, we don't know what the SUNY Board of Trustees is going to do, but we know what we have to do in terms of constant advocacy for the governor's people to sit down with us and find a solution for a problem that the workers didn't cause and a problem that the citizens of Brooklyn that rely on these services did not cause.
So in terms of political support, I know that in the middle of last year, in the fall and maybe late summer, practically the entire Brooklyn delegation was supporting you. What's the picture like there in terms of that kind of support for you?
The Brooklyn delegation remains intact with their support for SUNY Hospital and for the unionized workers there.
What kind of a response do you want to see from the governor?
Well, one of the things that I called for the members that had gathered today was for Jim Introne, who is Deputy Secretary for Health under the governor, to sit down and talk to the unions. It's absolutely ridiculous that there's this kind of financial problem and that the governor's people are not sitting down and trying to work this out with the workers that are there. For them to just draw a line in the sand and say to not even the workers, or the union that represents them, but to the SUNY Board of Trustees, that they are not going to assist in finding a solution to this problem is absolutely unconscionable. What we are trying to make happen is that the governor will dispatch his people to sit down, come to the table with the unions, and sit down and find a viable solution that does neither diminish the public services that we provide or diminish the employment for the members that we represent.
Susan Kent is president of the Public Employees Federation, which represents some 650 workers at SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn.